From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Cancer specialists meeting in Chicago this week got some encouraging news about two new drugs for colorectal cancer. Two studies presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology meeting suggest the drugs can shrink tumors in some patients and extend life for at least a few months. The drugs are Avastin and Erbitux. Dr. Robert Mayer of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston stresses the drugs are not a cure, but he says they are promising because they take traditional cancer chemotherapy a step further.
These are very targeted, specific forms of treatment, which are very different from the traditional chemotherapy, which had been associated with nausea and vomiting and hair loss and all of those other problems.
In other words, chemotherapy would be sort of a broad spectrum, zap it with everything you've got, and this is focusing in more narrowly?
Yes, the chemotherapy affects normal cells and abnormal cells with the strategy that the normal cells will be able to repair themselves and the abnormal cells won't. But there is far less specificity associated with the use of traditional chemotherapy than there is with targeted agents such as the Erbitux, the Avastin, and even Gleevec.
Let's talk a bit about the drug Avastin from Genentech. This spins off a theory from Dr. Judah Folkman in the 70s that you could essentially starve a tumor. How does this drug work?
Well, the notion of starving a tumor is based on the idea that a tumor has a relative benefit by producing blood vessels. That's how it can survive, and that the tumor has a molecule that will stimulate the growth of blood vessels. Dr. Folkman postulated that if one could prevent the new blood vessels from being formed, that selectively the tumor cells would be starved. This particular study was a very large trial involving more than 800 patients who were either given traditional chemotherapy or the same chemotherapy with the Avastin, so that by combining it with the chemotherapy, it would prove to be beneficial. And that's what the report has demonstrated.
The second drug, Erbitux from ImClone, has been in the headlines over the last year and a half, and not because of its scientific promise, but because of the ImClone scandal. Former chief executive Samuel Waxall pleaded guilty to insider trading. Martha Stewart is also under investigation, and it's all tied in with this drug and advance word that the FDA was not going to approve it. Is the thinking now among oncologists that the FDA should have approved Erbitux all along?
From all that I know, which is totally secondhand, the quality of the information that was submitted a year and a half ago was most likely inadequate. I do know that the study that was presented here in Chicago yesterday is tight as a whistle. It was independently monitored by people who had nothing to do with the trial, and it totally confirms that this is a drug that has enormous potential.
The two drugs that we're talking about, Avastin and Erbitux, are targeted for colorectal cancer. Are there signs that they would be at all effective against any other kinds of cancer?
Erbitux has been examined in pancreatic cancer. It has been examined in head and neck cancer. There are several studies utilizing Avastin in a host of other diseases, such as kidney cancer. It has been studied in breast cancer. There is nothing whatsoever about the biology of either of these compounds that would restrict their potential simply to colorectal cancer.
It bears repeating, Dr. Mayer, that these drugs are not a cure for cancer. Is part of the excitement among the oncologists at your meeting there in Chicago that they represent a model for drugs to come?
They represent the fruits of all the work that has been performed over the last 15 to 20 years in laboratories. These undoubtedly will represent the first wave, the first generation, in a slew of such targeted treatments. And we, as an oncology community, firmly believe that these results will only improve in the future.
Well, Dr. Mayer, thanks very much for joining us today.
Pleasure being with you.
Dr. Robert Mayer directs the Center for Gastrointestinal Oncology at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. He spoke with us from the meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncology in Chicago.